It's winter and for the Zelensky family in Cambridge, that means it's time to play hockey, in their own backyard. For the last 10 years, Jamie Zelensky has perfected the art of making his own rink, something he says takes time at the start, but all in all, is worth every second. It's a small investment for so much fun, Zelensky said. But for the Zelensky family, hockey is more than just a fun game. It's in their blood. Both sons, Matthew and Nathan, play hockey. With provincial regulations that limit hockey programming, what better way to keep skill levels up than with a backyard rink? Getting ice time isn't always easy when you're a hockey player, especially during a pandemic. Practices at local arenas don't always have a lot of time for individual players to hone their skills by themselves. When learning the game, there's nothing more important than finding time to practice puck and stick handling, skating, and taking shots at the net. Our backyard rink has been great for my sons. They can just go outside and play hockey with their buddies, Zelensky said. The boys can hit the ice anytime they want, and Zelensky says that having a backyard rink has added to the success his boys are having as hockey players. Having the rink, it's really helped their game, Zelensky said. The pandemic has sparked interest from families that want to invest in a backyard rink, either to help keep their young hockey players' skill levels up or just for some good old-fashioned family fun. We've definitely noticed an increase in interest, especially in these last 2 years, said Jacob McKendry, director of sales at First Line Rinks. People aren't traveling, so they are putting their money into their homes. Based in Barrie, First Line Rinks has over 15 years in the ice rink industry. Besides the need for adequate space and freezing temperatures, McKendry says there are a few options to consider when adding an outdoor rink to your yard. We install refrigerated rinks, synthetic rinks which can be used year-round, and natural rinks, McKendry said. The great thing about refrigerated rinks is that they can maintain the ice for a longer period of time. So, you can be on the ice from November to even March. McKendry says some helpful tips to keep in mind is that your space should be level as 4 inches of ice is the requirement. For any homeowner building their own rink, McKendry says to use hot water to flood the ice, however, the initial fill can be with cold water. Another tip is to use 5.5 mm white poly liner and make sure there are no rips, McKendry said. The lower the temperature the better. And when it comes to keeping a decent skatable surface, flooding should be done in the evening or early morning and the temperature should be around minus 10 C. It's pretty easy, Zelensky said. Once the ice is frozen, Zelensky says that some work has to go into keeping the rink in peak condition. After putting up the boards, it only takes about 24 hours to fill and for the upkeep, regular shoveling and flooding of the ice. Families often find out that home rinks are worth it. They help children get in that much-needed ice time, but the rink also serves as a gathering place for friends. Children can play hockey in their backyard, and they can invite their friends and teammates to play along with them. It's great, especially for kids, Zelensky said. They just go out, enjoy the game, and have fun.